Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. Yesterday, we were talking about Christ brings division. And we were saying sometimes you got to make a decision. Because none of the people who is around us is going to understand. And when we became like Christians, when we became like a religion, and because we won't be able to do a lot of things like we were doing in the past, like go out, hanging out, like you know, with friends and the parties and stuff like that. So trying to get like a, you know, congregating like in a church and trying to grow up, you know, in God. So that was what we were talking yesterday. So today we're gonna be talking about a cup of cool water. That's a very deep text, and because it's talking mostly about the way we need to be, you know, with other people. And that's on the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 42. Which says, he who receives you receives me, and who receives me receives him who sent me. And he who receives a prophet in the same in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of the righteous man shall receive righteous man's reward. And the 42 says, and whoever gives me of a little one only a cup of cool water in the name of that disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. So here it's talking about three verses. The first one says like, who receives you receives me. And he's talking about like, Jesus sent like a disciples. He sent the disciples to, you know, to preach about that good news of salvation, to preach about the good news. And he gave like some instructions. And one of those was like a priest going in a house. He was receiving pay, he stays there. Don't go to any other house, stay in the house and like, you know, talk about the good news. And like, and after that, like, get out of the city or the town and then like go to another town. But in the instruction, Jesus told those guys saying like, whatever receive you, receives me. But at the same time saying, and who receives me, receives him who sent me. Who is talking about? And Jesus Christ is talking about his Father. He's talking about God. Because he's saying, like, whatever receive you as disciple, receive me, you know. But whatever receive me, receive my Father, who's the one who sent me to bring this communion, to bring this peace, to bring, like, not really peace, you know, to change everything for the good news that, you know, all the sin gonna be, you know, getting away from us and gonna be new people. But at the same time saying like, he who receives a prophet in the name of that prophet should receive a prophet's reward. What does this mean? You know, sometimes I'm gonna be a little bit deep about like the way we, the churches, you know, work. You know, sometimes like some churches, they invite some people to preach in the churches, and a lot of people doesn't really just stop believing about prophets because they think like all the prophecy was like down, you know, was away from after Jesus Christ. Every prophet, you know, stopped like how the prophet call. But the Bible said this like, whoever receive a prophet in the name of that prophet should receive a prophet's reward. Who can be a prophet? The Bible, when it says about prophet, was someone talk about God. Someone who bring a word directly from God. That's called a prophet. And by this time, you got to be honest. At this time, like everybody wants to be a prophet. Why? Because everybody wants to have a title, you know, that show up. Because most of the people feel, and that's something we as a church, we made that happen. How? Because when you bring like a someone to preach the word at your church, so if this guy is like a pastor, you know, the offering you give to this guy is like it's a few bucks, you know, like I used to give him the you know, the money for the gas you spend, and you bring him from another town, another country, then you pay him for the fly and everything, you know, where it's gonna be hosted, and give like a small offer, you know, to bring, you know, the word to the church, which is Biblically, that's something gotta be done, because it's like a whatever's work, it's like he deserve, he get a pay, but it's not like a putting a price, it's not something like that. And like, I don't try to explain this. When you go to another church, you know, to preach, that means you got something special from God to bring to that place. And they start like a collecting an offering for you, you know, to give you like all the time you spend to go there. But that's not because I say, okay, you gotta pay me this amount of money to go to the church. No, that's not the way it gotta be. You gotta be saying like, okay, I will go to the church, and then they're gonna collect the offering and give it to the guy. We are the guy asking about it. But now, if like somebody had like a higher tire about, let's say, a prophet, and they, it's not the same like as a pastor came to preach to my church, that a prophet, because the offering gotta be higher, because this guy had higher tire, and that's why a lot of people wanna be prophet, but that's not the way it gotta be, because who give that tire, that's God, that's not the man, that's not anybody else, that's God giving. When he call you, he give the tire, and like don't have to be, you know, sharing like what your tire is, because that's the problem that's in church right now. Everybody have like a high tire because they wanna feel important. You wanna feel like they got something very, very special from God because they're a prophet. But the Bible specific saying about like who receive a prophet. When you say receive, that means like when you're giving like bring it home and trying to take care of it. They give everything the guy needs, or the girl needs, whatever. And it's the Bible said like he's gonna receive a reward of prophet. That means different kind of rewards. But at the same time, saying like, and who receive a righteous man, and the name of the righteous man should receive a righteous man's reward. The same way, all depending the way you receive someone from faith, you know, the faith on God. Because the title is saying a cup of cool water. Something very simple, something very small, as a glass or a cup of water. That doesn't matter what you give. Doesn't matter the way you give. The more important is how inside your heart are you giving that. Let's go deeper. When you go to church, to a service, you are offering. When you're offering, you saying like, you know what? I'm going to give like $20. Because I want to feel important. I want to feel like I'm giving like a good things to God. But you make $20 per hour. You're making like $25 per hour. So that's nothing hard. Give you like $20. That's something like you might spend like $20 going to buy like a hamburger or something. But when you saying like, you know, I might don't have enough for pay like all my bills this week. But you know what? I want to give a good offering to God. It might be like $5. It might be like $3. But you give it. You know, it's like that's the best I can give. Because even like I don't know how I'm going to pay the rest of my bills, but I want to give a good offering. And that's the action, how you give that to God. Because you're not giving offering to the pastor, you're not giving offering to anybody. Whatever you give to God, you got to give it like feeling good, feeling inside your heart, like that's the thing you are giving. And that's the problem right now. A lot of people is trying to, you know, to work out with the people, trying to push them out to offering like a good offering to God. That's not what we tell, you know, what somebody tells us to offer. That's what is inside us. If we feel like good, we feel like that God have been doing a lot of things to us, so that's how we're gonna be offering. And like I said, doesn't matter like how big something is, or depending on the way, how you feel when you give it. because some people is giving a lot of things to other people, but they're doing it because they want to feel good or want to try to some people knows that what they are doing. They don't do it because they feel it when they hurt. They're doing it because they want to how the people watching them, they do it. And that's why the Bible saying the verse 42 is saying like, whoever give one of those little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of the disciple. You see how it went down. It's like, who receives me, receives my Father. And after that, like, who receive a prophet, in the name of that prophet, receive a reward. And after that, it's saying like, who receive, like, it's going like a higher level with the bottle, to the bottle, to the bottle. And at the end, say, disciple, you give a cup of cool water to the disciple. And he said, as certainly I say to you, he should by no means lose his reward. That means whatever you give it the right way. Not because someone is pushing you to give it. Because if someone is pushing you to give you something, and then you won't feel happy. You will feel sad because you were forced. But it's nothing more, you know, satisfied when you give something to God. You give that really good offering to God because you feel so, so happy by what he has been done to your life. And that's the way it got to be. You're giving God because you feel so, you know, lovely by God. You feel like so important to God. They have been doing a lot of things to you. But, you know, sadly, a lot of people, churches, are trying to push the people. You got to give this. You don't give this to God. You are not like a good hand. Or you don't give this to God like, oh, you are bad. You are not giving this to God, yeah, this and that. And that's something wrong. It shouldn't be like that. When you're giving God, give them the good, the best you can do. Not because someone else tell you to do. The Bible saying like even a cup of cool water. Something very small, but you're given the right way, that you will receive a reward. So this has been the message for today, and I meditate on that, and I hope like you can share this video, and that's the case, and see you next Saturday at 6:30 a.m. with a new live streaming, and God bless you, and have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time. Bye.